Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. And today I am joined by Chloe,
Hello.
as usual. And today's episode, I think, will be longer than usual because there's like a lot of information to take in today, and it's like 5:30 a.m. and I just woke up, so I've got my energy drink and I'm ready for the episode. Okay, so we're gonna start on the first topic, books and reading. I can already kind of answer this question. Yeah, it is nerdy.
Yeah, I might say it is a bit.
'Cause me and Chloe do read, so
Yeah. I don't mind if people call me nerdy if I read a book.
I honestly don't care if somebody calls me a nerd, it just like doesn't faze me.
It doesn't faze me.
Yeah, it's because I am a nerd.
We all are, except the Karens out there.
Oh, Karens. Karens are the worst. Legit. Just one time I had this Karen come to my school and yell at me. Okay. I'll start on a few things about the books, like history sort of thing. I know it sounds weird, but oh God, gotta yawn. Give me a second. A book is a medium for recording information in the form of writing or images, typically composed of many pages made of paper, parchment, or vellum, bound together and protected by a cover. The technical term for this physical arrangement is codex. The plural for codex is codices. In the history of handheld physical supports of four extended written compositions or records. Oh my God, I just woke up, remember, so I'm just like out of it right now. The codex replaces its immediate predecessor, the scroll. So like first they made the scroll before the book. So a single sheet in a codex is a leaf, and each side of a leaf is a page. As an intellectual object, a book is prototypically a composition. What? Of such great length, and it takes considerable investment of time to compose, and still considerable, though not so extensive, why so big words? Oh my God. Investment of time to compose, and a still considerable, though not so extensive, investment of time to read. So, a single page of paper is a leaf, and both sides are a page. I don't know if
It's a
that
little
makes
bit,
sense.
it's a little bit confusing.
Yeah. This sense of book has a restricted and an unrestricted sense. In the restricted sense, a book is a self-sufficient section or part of a longer compulsion, a usage that reflects the fact that it in antiquity, long works had to be written on several scrolls, and each scroll had to be identified by the book it contained. So, for instance, each part of Aristotle's physics is called a book. In the unrestricted sense, a book is the compositional. I still don't know how to say that. Compositional? Oh my god, that's so hard to say.
I'm not even gonna try.
Or I'm a big dumb dumb. Probably the second one.
Probably.
Wait, you agreed with me? You're not supposed to agree with me.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Let me see here. The intellectual content in a physical book need not be a composition, nor even be called a book. Books can consist only of drawings, engravings, or photographs, or such things as crossword puzzles or cutout dolls. In a physical book, the pages can be left blank or can feature an abstract set of lines as support for ongoing entries. Example, an account book, an appointment book, an autograph book, a notebook, a diary, or sketchbook. Some physical books are made with pages thick and sturdy enough to support other physical objects like scrapbook or photo album. Books may be distributed in electronic form as e-books and other formats, although in ordinary academic parlance, a monograph is understood to be a specialist academic work rather than a reference work on a single scholarly subject in library and information science. Monograph denotes broadly any non-serial publication complete in one volume book or a finite amount of volumes, even a novel, the Proust 7 volume in the Search of Lost Time. I've got one thing to say.
What's that?
I barely understand any of what it's saying.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was kind of zoning out because I didn't understand it.
All I'm hearing is...
yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I was literally in my head, I was like, la, la, la.
La, la, la. Ba, ba, black sheep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally did not understand it.
That's how to sip of my energy drink. Okay. In contrast to serial publications like a magazine, journal, or newspaper, an avid reader or collector of books is a bibliophile or colloquially bookworm. A shop where books are bought and sold is a bookshop or store. Books are also sold elsewhere. Books can also be borrowed from libraries. Google has estimated that as of 2010, approximately 130,000 distinct titles had been published. No, I think it's million.
Well, either way, that's still a lot.
Yeah, I ain't reading that many books.
Nope, I haven't.
In some wealthier nations, the sale of printed books has decreased because of increased usage of ebooks. So, books that I don't know how to make sense of it. The books that you can hold in your hand and like turn the page and like read, they're making less money because of people who are selling the books online. Which kind of makes sense because online you can like
Yeah, you can
with
do it like.
Audible and.
Yeah, especially like if you want to go to the library or the store, stores close at a certain time. And when you're at home, you can, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can click
Buy
a
a
button
book.
and then you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird. I don't know what to think of it.
I kind of like actually having a book in my hand when I read it. Like, I do read on my phone sometimes, but it feels different when you actually have a book in your hand.
The only thing that I read on my phone is webtoon comics. Damn, that crap makes me cry. I literally
Nah.
had a meltdown because my favorite character died in a webtoon thing.
I still can't forget that. That's funny.
But come on.
It's not real.
Imagine if your favorite character died in,
But
I
that's the
don't
thing,
know.
even if I had a favorite character and I'm like, yes, I want them to win, I don't easily put my emotion to it. So if he dies, I'm like, ah, it was fun having you as my favorite. Time to get a new one. It actually sounds wrong.
Well,
Sounds cold a bit, but in books, it's not real.
yeah, but still,
Still.
like, it's sad.
But you can easily get over it. That's the thing. It's just a story.
No, I can't. I'm still not over the I'm not gonna spoil for anybody who's reading, but a few people from Days of Henna death I highly suggested, but you have to have a lot of time on your hands because it has over like 100 episodes or something on Webtoon, so you have to read 100 episodes, they call it. My God, that crap's sad.
But I have never cried over anything like that.
I have.
I haven't.
I've cried like 3 times.
Even in movies, I don't cry over movies. If
I
a
think,
sad part comes up.
let me think about how many movies I've cried
Yeah,
over. I think I've cried over like 5 movies, and most of them aren't even sad.
I haven't cried, but over when I was young, I did feel sad for, I think it was like, I don't know, I can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty good. Pop loved it.
I remember when I was little, the first time I watched The Lion King, I cried.
Is this so sad that I never cried over that part?
You're heartless.
No, I hear people all the time going, I cried over when Scar killed Mufasa thingy. And I'm like, what? Is that a thing? I legit not cried over. I legit saw him die and I'm like, so what?
You are
Legit.
so heartless.
No,
You know what's
because
gonna.
even when I was young, I know for a fact that that's fake. In movies, I'm always like, hey, that's fake. What's the point of crying over it?
Yeah. You know what's so weird?
What?
The little kids nowadays, like, I'm not
You
saying
sound
that.
like you're old.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not saying that I'm old, but I'm saying like kids that are around 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah. You could have just said under 5 instead of counting down.
Well, we were like sort of raised on the Lion King, Little Mermaid, those sort of old Disney movies.
Yeah.
They're gonna be raised on the live action one.
Yeah, I know.
That's so weird to think about.
Yeah, but even us, we were raised on the original. Even people who are like legit in their 20s, legit are buying tickets just to go see the live action too.
Yeah.
I know I will. I grew up watching those movies.
Wait, have you watched it?
What?
The live action.
What one?
Lion King.
Yeah, I went with my friend.
I watched it at the movies with my mum, stepdad, and siblings.
I went with a friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, the live action didn't really do it for me. I kind of like the original still.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't cry over that one sad part, apparently.
Right. Well, I conclude reading is nerdy.
Yeah, reading is nerdy, but there is like a 10% that it isn't for me, but I'll class it fully reading.
Yeah. So on the random part, we wanted to do paranormal ghost sort of thing. Well, more me, because I didn't even ask you before I concluded that we're doing that.
Yeah, straight up, I don't believe in it. I have to see it to believe.
I
So,
only believe in it because I've had experiences.
I don't believe. A legit, a ghost has to stand in front of me for me to believe.
I can't wait just to get touched on the shoulder right now by a ghost. And I'm like,
Yeah, I just don't believe. So I'm the one,
okay then.
I'm the person who has to see it before
Are
I
you
believe.
not a believer?
No. You sounded like I'm a fan of Justin Bieber when you're like,
That's what I was
hey.
meaning. Are
No.
you not a believer?
No. I only heard two songs of his and never listened to it again.
Look, I don't mind his music, but I hate him as a person.
I don't like his music. I can't judge him because I don't know him, but I don't think. No, it's not my kind of music.
Let me get that yummy, yummy.
I don't
Okay.
even know that song.
I think we might sort of. Are we gonna bring the. Okay, I wanted to say my personal sort of paranormal story,
If you
and
want, go for it.
I think you should say a story that you think. If you're a believer, you would think it's a ghost.
No, there's legit nothing. I know
That's
my
what you
mum,
don't believe.
but I don't, there's nothing. Even if my door closed, it's the wind. I don't see it's a ghost.
Does that mean I'm cursed by Satan?
Yes,
Oh my gosh.
it is.
Okay.
Don't need blowing
Okay. I'll give you some information and then I'll tell my stories.
mic. Okay.
So, a few things about it. It's how our brains are wired as well. This is why people believe in ghosts. It's how our brains are wired. Part of the reason many of us believe in ghosts simply comes down to the way our brains work. Barry Markowski, I don't know if I pronounced that right, but if I didn't, sorry. A scientist at the University of South Carolina told Business Insider, the human mind seeks patterns to make sense of giant information, pretty much. Ghosts are almost always seen under big circumstances, such as in poor lighting or when we're just waking up or falling asleep, when our senses are not at their peak function, Markovsky said. So, he's pretty much saying we see ghosts when we're just falling asleep because of our brains. Do you believe that?
No.
The thing is, I've had an experience when I was wide awake.
Okay, so tell us the story.
You want me to tell you the story and then go on to the next part of the information?
Yeah.
I've actually got a couple stories if you want to hear all of them. We're going to be here for like an hour.
No, I think we just stick to the one. Who knows, maybe we can make a... Every time it's the end, just do one of your stories.
Oh, wait. There is a time where I just woke up and I saw something. So I actually kind of believe that theory in a way. Like, I kind of believe it because I have seen something when I'm just waking up or falling asleep. But at the same time, it's like, he better not be saying ghosts just aren't real.
No, they aren't.
Oh my god.
Like I said, like, a ghost has to stand in front of me before I can believe.
Ghost stands in front of you and slaps you.
How could you deny my presence? No, like, legit, a ghost would have to stand in front of me for me to believe.
I'll start my story now. Okay, so it was my 13th birthday? Yeah, last year. It was my 13th birthday. And me and my friends were all in my room because I was, like, having, not a party, but, like, a big sleepover with all my friends. And when we were over, we were watching The Nun. And then my door, like, slowly started opening. And I have a little brother. I'm not going to disclose his name. But we kept on saying his name because he usually annoys us. And, like, you know, typical teenagers getting annoyed by little siblings. We were like, blank. I'll just call him Freddy. Freddy, get out. Freddy. That's what we were saying. And the door started, like, slowly closing, but it was still open a bit, and we still saw, like, a little person standing there. And I swung the door open to, like, yell at him and go, why are you just standing there? And, like, and then nobody was there. Me and all my friends, like, started crying almost. And then we ended up going out to look for all my siblings, and Ty was outside with my mum putting the washing on the line, and my other two little siblings were out the lounge room, which were at the end of the house, like, at opposite ends of the house at the time. Right now, I'm, like, next to the lounge room because I refuse to go into that bedroom. I've just had way too many experiences in there. It just creeps me out and gives me chills. And my mum knows that. Should I go on to the next part of the information?
Yeah.
It's related to the belief in life after death. A wide variety of supernatural beliefs exist in different cultures, but ghosts are by far the most common one. Benjamin Radford, deputy editor of Skeptical Inquirer magazine and author of quote-unquote scientific paranormal investigation, how to solve unexplained mysteries, told Business Insider. Part of the reason for this is that believing ghosts may be related to a belief in the afterlife. A tenet of most major religions, believing in the supernatural also has its roots in our desire to have control over our world, Radford explained. After all, a world where random things happen is a scary one. Another Gallup poll found that in sub-Saharan Africa, more than half people surveyed believe in witchcraft. And those who did tended to rate themselves as less happy than non-believers. And a 2008 study found lonely people are more likely to believe in supernatural. That's why I believe in it. Oh my god. It just solves the mystery. It did, though. You just heard it.
Oh, my gosh.
Legit. I can't believe it.
There you go. That's the end.
What?
That's the end.
End of what?
That.
Yeah, that's the end. I feel like we've learnt more about the supernatural today than the books.
I feel like you learn a lot more about yourself. Oh my gosh, that was funny.
I still can't believe that's the reason why I believe in it. You know, we've been recording for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
This is one of our longest episodes.
And at the end of it, we found out the reason why you believe in it.
Mm-hmm. We found out some information.
About you.
Yep. Oh, I also wanted to ask you, do you believe in psychics?
No.
Have you ever been read by a psychic?
No.
All right, we're doing that this holiday.
You got the money?
So, guys, I would like you to share the platform, everyone. So, I believe in some.
But it's just, it's very easy to manipulate some people like that.
But some people, some readings are just way too on point.
Yeah.
Like, I believe some psychics are, like, just in it for the money and, like...
Yeah, that's what I've always thought. That's why I don't, never really been to one, because I'm like, they're just after the money. It's very easy to read people.
Yeah, well, I believe some psychics can actually read you and, like, find out everything about you, which is, like, scary. Like, you can have... I remember hearing my friend's mum talk about it one time, and she was, like... She just came back from the shops and she, like, had tears in her eyes. And my friend asked her, "What's wrong, Mum?" And she's like, "A psychic just stopped me in the shops and told me about my mum." And I'm like, that's weird.
I know one of my friends went to one and she said there's going to be a surprise in the few weeks. Oh, and the pregnant. Next minute she found out she's pregnant.
Oh, wow. Well, the psychic that stopped my friend in the shops, my friend's mum, sorry, she legit just said her mum's name and everything. Age, name, reason why I died.
Like, I gotta, like, see it to believe it. It's just the same as ghosts. I gotta see it to believe it.
Well, we're going to see a psychic this holiday.
Well, we you should bring, pay like, for it.
We should bring our mums and everything. See if Pop comes through. Pop is pretty much the only person that I've been close to that's really affected me with their death.
Yeah, well, he was the only father and kind in our lives. Like, we're cousins, but in
we kind of
every
had the same father in that
yeah,
sense.
All of our cousins, like you, our other cousins, we all grown up without a father, and he was like the only father figure. And when he passed away, it legit hit everyone because
yeah,
he was like the only person we ever talked to about problems. But the jokes, man, his jokes were funny.
Yeah,
even if they weren't,
just the way he says them as well.
Yeah, like legit, he could not know you and you can come up, shake his hand, and he's already telling you a joke the moment he opens his mouth.
That's just his personality.
Yeah, even he goes down to the shops, he'd stop somebody random. He will just start talking to them, telling them jokes.
He just likes making people smile.
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was over Nan and Pop's, and
that's Grandma and Grandpa for people in another
yeah.
countries. Grandpa and grandmother or whatever in
yeah,
other countries,
in like anything really, like
yeah
you get what I mean, you get what I mean now.
Yeah, our grandparents.
Yeah, I went over their house one time and I remember Pop was like, do you want to come to the shops with me? And I was like, yeah. And then we went to the shops and he was like stopping workers, and then we went to get ice cream and the worker was like, oh, Dave, you're back here, and blah blah.
Everyone knew him.
Yeah. And like,
especially we get free ice cream because yeah. he knows the ice cream owner. That was
yeah.
like the best time when we went shopping, just getting free ice cream.
You know the barber shop that Pop went to?
Yeah.
He was even affected by Pop's death. We saw him.
Really?
Like, not long ago, and he said, like, he had to take time off work for it because he was used to seeing Dave there.
Yeah.
And he, even near Pop's death, you know, when he was, like, bedridden?
Yeah.
He went to Pop's house to give him a haircut a few times.
Oh.
Yeah, for free. Ching, ching.
That's cool. Okay.
Dad got sad really quick.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was like, oh, I think it's getting a bit too sad.
Yeah. Let's stop talking about death. Well, I think this is the end of the podcast, unless Chloe wants to say anything.
No, that's the end. But we should make everything happy first. Sunshine, rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops. You know that song from Cloudy Chance Meatballs? Because
no.
I'm happy. Come on.
Yes, now I do.
Yeah.
Okay, think of happy thoughts, people.
Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing. Gen Z has found out how to control body temperature.
Yeah. We can always talk about it next time because it's almost been 35 minutes.
Yeah. Well, be ready for next time on the... for...
Is that nerdy? Is it that
yeah.
nerdy?
Is it really that nerdy?
Yeah, that's it.
Be ready for next time on Saturday for Australian time, for American time, Sunday. Be ready. All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening.
See ya.